Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 14th of July 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7 Whiskey India and read today by Idris, VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 7.14 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 14.13 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. On DMR Talk Group 3809 by Clayton, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Silent key reminder. A memorial service and the celebration of the life of Caspar, known as Charles Spiegel, VK7KS, will be held at the Theatre Royal, Campbell Street, Hobart, on Thursday the 18th of July at 2 p.m. No cards or flowers, please. Vale Charles, from the VK7 News Team. QSL News. Herman reports a small number of cards were received on Wednesday the 5th of July. These have been sorted and added to those listed in the email version of the broadcast. Herman says that unless requested otherwise by those who have mail-out arrangements, if there are only one or two cards for a station, Herman intends to hold these cards until there are enough to make a mail-out more cost-effective. If you have any questions about QSL cards being held, Herman can be contacted by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman. WIA Annual Conference 2020. Call for presentations. At the WIA Annual Conference in Sydney, it was announced that the 2020 WIA Annual Conference will be held in Hobart on the 8th to the 10th of May 2020. The theme is Antarctic Gateway, with the tours and visits during the weekend all revolving around Antarctica and radio. This is a request for anyone who would be prepared to give a presentation on the Saturday afternoon on any aspect of amateur radio, Antarctica, radio, electronics, experimentation, or all of the above. The presentation slots are 30 to 40 minutes in length, with 5 to 10 minutes of questions at the end or throughout the presentation. If you have a topic and or presentation, or just an idea for one, then please contact Justin, VK7TW, at vk7tw@wia.org.au to discuss. Look forward to hearing from you. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Digital news. Big news. We now have a new D-Star reflector located in Hobart, REF091. This is an Australia-only working reflector at the time of this notice. The dashboard URL is in the text version of this broadcast, says Clayton, VK7ZCR. Scott, VK7HSE, says, I've linked VK7RAD, 70 centimetres, to the reflector so those who have D-Star can access it. It will take a day or two for hotspots to be updated to include REF091. DMR. The Tasmanian Sunday morning broadcast will be moving to the new talk group set for Nets and Broadcast Talk Group 5. This will start on Sunday the 28th of July. If anyone needs a hand with a code plug, you can get hold of Clayton on 0466 588 193. That's 0466 588 193 or email clayton7008@gmail.com. And 73 from Clayton, VK7ZCR. News from the Northwest. VK7HSC Shirley's Chat and Show bi-monthly meeting. On Saturday the 6th of July, Shirley again hosted her bi-monthly chat and show at the Penguin Sports Centre, where amateur radio operators are encouraged to bring items for chat and show, as well as socialise and enjoy a scrumptious afternoon tea. We were lucky to have three presenters, Jonathan VK7JON and Helen VK7FOLK, on park activations, Terry VK7JAI with old test gear, and Les VK7OT on inductance meters. Les will give a presentation at a later meeting. Jonathan and Helen showed us some antennas and radios used for park activations, as well as advised the logging process and described the role of activators and hunters. Terry brought along a signal core frequency meter and an AWA Class C wave meter, as well as an AWA crystal calibrator, all manufactured for the signal cores during World War II. He also showed a homebrew crystal calibrator he had made. Terry advised that after World War II, if you were an amateur, it was a requirement to either have a frequency meter or wavelength meter in your station. Radio inspectors would check that you had these items, and if not, you would be shut down. The frequency meters all had their own individually prepared frequency charts that would take a radio tech at the factory 15 days to compile. Without the charts, the frequency meter was useless. Terry made the small crystal calibrator for a project he was working on. Pictures of the equipment can be seen on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. The next bi-monthly show and tell will be on the 4th of September. And that comes from Eric, VK7EV. NWTR and TBG, Notice of General Meeting. The next meeting of the NWTR and TBG will take place at the Scout Hall in Ulverston on Saturday the 3rd of August at 2 p.m. It was announced to members present at the last meeting that Kevin, VK7HKN, was going to do a presentation, but that has again been delayed by circumstances beyond Kevin's control, to another time to be arranged when his issues are settled. The usual small plate for afternoon tea will be most welcome, and Cheryl, VK7HSC, will supply tea and coffee as usual. It will be the normal club meeting followed by afternoon tea and a socialising opportunity for all to enjoy for the rest of the afternoon. Friends are welcome to attend if they would like to. Your presence is welcomed. So, looking forward to seeing you there. That's from Cheryl, VK7HSC, President. And the NWTR and TVG currently do not have an operational website, but are developing a new one and will advise when it is up and running. And that's regards from Eric, VK7EV, the NWRTVG news officer. News from the North. SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Mondays and Fridays at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al on mobile 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. I'm not sure about the situation elsewhere, but at this QTH the cool weather continues with lots of rain. While the rain was a welcome sight some weeks ago, I'm afraid that I now have had enough. My paddocks are waterlogged, and though lots of mowing is required, the ground would promptly swallow up the equipment. So we desperately need more winds but no rain to help dry it out. At least that's my take on a wish list. Your mileage may vary, as they say online these days. Mind you, thanks to the OM's efforts last spring, we have lots of firewood in stock, so instead of outside work, the new sewing machine is getting a good workout. As this news is written up on Friday night, we will give you a rundown on the lunch meeting held yesterday in next week's news. Repeater report. Meanwhile, even though it is winter and cold, works continues on our repeater sites. Here to provide an update is Tony VK7YBG and David VK7JD and keep us all informed on the latest happenings. And they say, all analogue and digital repeaters are currently online and working. Mount Arthur did suffer a dip in the battery voltage in the last week, but given the sunless conditions, it is no surprise. David made a quick trip to assess the power supplies last weekend that resulted in nothing new, but the batteries are a bit old as far as capacity goes. Hopefully next visit to the mountain, we can up the amps from the solar, as we have some spare capacity. Best to use that in winter and back to what we have now for summer. The wind generator on the mountain is functioning fine at the time it was inspected and seems to be working well. The team hopes to get more time to get things finished on the mountain soon, but all works are dictated by the weather conditions, and we can tell you it gets very cold up there. The VK7RIN Digipeter is offline and will be removed for repair as soon as possible. The D-Star Raspberry Pi is on and offline, as we still need to configure it for a 24-hour reset. So D-Star is only going when Paul, VK7KPA, or David, VK7JD, get the time to reset it manually. The 10-metre and 70-centimetre beacons at Don Heads appear to be down in power, so a trip is planned to go and assess the beacons and antennas to locate the fault. On behalf of the committee and members and other amateurs around the state that utilise these repeaters and beacons, we say a huge thank you to Tony, David and Paul for all your time and effort you put in. It is greatly appreciated by all, especially considering you all still hold down full-time positions. We now hand over to NTARC President Idris, VK7ZIR, for his report on the club's latest technical session held at the club rooms at Rochely this past Wednesday evening. And a roundup of Wednesday the 10th of July session. The night was cold and sky warmer was burning brightly, but numbers were down. So we basically had a chat evening about electronics, politics and life in general. Many cups of coffee and biscuits to stimulate the brain were consumed. As usual, Ebenezer VK7AT was in fine form, keeping us amused with lots of jokes and stories. We are sure he must own many joke books, as we never hear the same story or joke twice. Bernie VK7BR brought along a plate of his sandwiches, which were enjoyed by all, and along with many more delves into the biscuit and cake barrels, kept many of us from the possible onset of any hunger pains. Hoping next Wednesday the weather is kinder to us, and we see many members venturing out to join us. So until then, take care. Thank you, Idris. And yes, with the weather the way it is, it's hard to get oneself motivated to remove the slippers, add a jacket and beanie and leave a warm house. Coming events. Technical sessions. The next session will be on Wednesday the 17th of July and will commence at the usual time of 7:30pm to 10:30pm, club rooms at Archer Street, Rochelle. Pop in and catch up with fellow amateurs, bring along something you're currently building or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some from other attendees. This is what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near-technical nature is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for a small gold coin donation. Social non-meeting dinner. Wednesday the 28th of August. Venue is the Commercial Hotel, corner of Simbatier and George Street, Launceston. Meet time is 6:30pm for 7 o'clock pm dinner. A la carte menu. If you are planning to attend, could you please email me at either of the following addresses: ypmaxwell@bigpond.com or ntarc.emails@gmail.com, or let me know at coffee sessions. So far I have 11 acceptances. The table has been booked under NTARC's name with 25 places, but that can be extended. A copy of their menu can be found at the club room. The menu is extensive and very good value. Meals are on the medium to large size, so I can assure nobody will go home hungry. For those that enjoy dessert, they also have a very good selection. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales, and genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. But currently we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston where you can get endless coffee, tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, then please email the following address, ntarc.emails at gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to broadcast to allow its timely insertion into the NTARC segment. You have heard of our ongoing difficulty in maintaining a serviceable NBN satellite connection out here in the bush, so I won't bore you all with it again, except to say that any improvement has been marginal. This week the internet has been up and down somewhat spasmodically, but maybe on the whole performing just slightly better than it has been. Perhaps our complaints to the ISPs had some bearing, but I can assure them they will be hearing from me again and often, as the service standard here is still way below anything acceptable. So please get your broadcast items into me as soon as possible, but certainly no later than my requested 1700 hours Friday cutoff. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collation into the VK7 broadcast, including frantically arranging other connections when the NBN fails. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be gratefully appreciated and do much to lower my blood pressure. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie. At 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Inc. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, VK7RAD DMR update. Important information for those people using DMR in the south of the state. The VK7RAD digital voice repeater will be changing DMR networks from Brandmeister to VKDMR. This change is happening after news in late June that the Brandmeister Australia service will be shut down in the not-too-distant future as the ongoing cost and commitments from its sponsor are now too much to continue running. Updated code plugs will be available from the Reist website under Information, IRLP, EchoLink and DMR. A direct link can be found in the text edition of the broadcast. Antenna kits available. Ben VK7BEN still has a number of NFED and satellite Moxon kits available after the antenna field day for anybody who might be interested. $35 for NFED kits and $25 for handheld satellite Moxon kits. The people who bought and assembled these on the recent Reist antenna build day gave these a big thumbs up. Email VK7BEN at wia.org.au if you would like to purchase one of these kits. Reist August presentation. Save the date. We are lucky to have Ian McIntosh back for a fantastic presentation and demo of Oculus Rift Virtual Reality, VR technology. Ian has been experimenting with this technology for many years, and the presentation will include Oculus Rift VR archaeology since 2012, as Ian will be able to demonstrate each of the models over the last few years. The history of VR will be included from the 1960s and the players in this space. Ian will then move to the challenges like tracking, IMUs, IR constellations, and webcams, room-scale tracking and motion capture. These are also technology challenges with real-time processing, communication channels, bandwidth and latency. Ian will show the technology he has built up over his time experimenting with VR technology. The prototyping he has been doing and photogrammetry, don't know what this is? Why not come along and learn? Ian will then go into the tools he uses with an application called Meshroom. During the presentation and demonstration, there will be many forays into the real-world applications that this technology is already being used for. A huge thank you to Ian for giving us this presentation on one of his many passions. This looks like to be a fantastic night, and we hope to see you up at the Queen's Domain in the Reist Club Rooms from 7:30 on the 7th of August 2019. That's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night Wrap-Up. We had a great roll-up at the Experimenters Night, and we welcomed James, VK7JAM, from Launceston, who was then in Hobart for some training. We started the night with some show-and-tell from Paul, VK7FPCL, who had built a mount for a very nice LED lighting panel. Paul had mounted the panel on an articulated microphone stand. Paul demonstrated the lighting panel, which has brightness control and colour temperature control from 3300K to 5600K. It has a cold shoe for camera mount and runs off either battery or plug pack. Thanks, Paul. Rex VK7MO was then interviewed about a nice 1296 MHz power combiner divider that he intends to use to increase his 1296 MHz array from 2 to 4 Yagis and gain at least 6 dB for SSB to Launceston. Thanks, Rex. James VK7JAM was then put into the hot seat and we asked James about what he did. He's a technical drafts person who is currently learning a range of different drafting areas using amongst applications AutoCAD. Thanks, James. Justin VK7TW ran through the program for presentation nights for the rest of the year, and we have a full complement of presentation, visits and activities for interested people to come along. We then moved to the video, which was the recording of last week's GPS Discipline Oscillator Forum. We retired to the club rooms for a coffee and a biscuit or three, and Kim VK7KB was showing Alan a snow radar that Kim had rescued from certain death, and Alan took one look at the pictures and said he built it while he was at the Antarctic Division. There was much discussion about the build and the issues that had to be addressed by a 150 MHz radar hanging from a helicopter or fixed-wing aircraft. There was much discussion that continued until we left the club rooms around 10 p.m. This coming Wednesday night, we have a special presentation by VK700 on the Hobart City Integrated Parking System. Steve will present a technical overview of the City of Hobart's new integrated parking system, much more than mere meters. Please note, we will not be broadcasting or streaming this presentation, and so you will need to come along if you want to know more about this fascinating system. See you at the presentation night this Wednesday night from 7:30 p.m. Look out for the event details on the Reist Facebook group. See you there. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Reist training. Congratulations to the following who were successful at a recent training and assessment event. John, VK7FRWE, Alex, VK7FAAD, Alexander, VK7HA, Alexei, VK7FAAA, and David, VK7FAAB. Tony, VK7FAJS, is awaiting his standard call. Please make them welcome. The next training session is scheduled for Saturday, September the 14th. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Reg can be reached at the email address assessor@reist.asn.au. Technical article. IPART proposes rent changes for Crownland Towers. New South Wales Independent Pricing and Regulatory Tribunal, IPART, has today released proposals that would bring rents for communication towers located on Crown land more closely into line with market rents. IPART is seeking feedback on the proposed rent changes, which it says would reflect recent market changes, improve simplicity and transparency, and help facilitate the rollout of emerging technologies. Currently, there are approximately 800 communication tower sites owned by about 200 different users located on Crown land administered by New South Wales Department of Planning, Industry and Environment, the New South Wales Office of Environment and Heritage, and the Forestry Corporation of New South Wales. IPART has recommended that rents continue to be set via a schedule that will result in lower rent for towers located in Sydney and high and medium density areas across New South Wales, with rents falling by between 10% and 46%. Rent in Sydney would be $33,700 per site per year, down from $37,304 in 2020-21. Rent increases of 19% for towers in low density areas to bring them more closely in line with rents for towers on private property. A reduction in government revenues around $2.7 million in 2021-21 from communication towers. Under the proposals for primary users on new sites and small country automatic exchanges, SCAX sites, annual rents would vary according to the size of the site in square metres as well as the location. For co-users on new and existing sites and small cell technology, annual rents would be charged only for additional land. where there is no additional land footprint, only the minimum annual rent to occupy Crown land should be charged. The recommendations was also remove scope for site-by-site negotiation and discounts for infrastructure providers. IPART has recommended replacing rental rebates to community groups, local service providers and other users with transitional financial assistance or subsidies that more transparently address their needs. IPART Tribunal member Ed Willett said the recommendations would ensure that rents reflect fair market-based returns, improve simplicity and transparency, and respond to technological developments in the telecommunication industry. We have recommended a rent schedule that better aligns with recent market rents for communications towers on private land. Because these rentals are agreed in a workably competitive market, we consider that they are likely to reflect efficient prices for communication tower sites, removing the risk of monopoly rent being charged, he said. IPART has also recommended new arrangements for sites used by emerging communication technologies such as 5G mobile. This technology requires many small cells to be deployed in high-density locations. Therefore, it needs many more sites than traditional communication technologies and uses less land area per site, Willett said. A public hearing will be held on the 22nd of July and submissions on the draft proposals can be made until the 9th of August 2019. A final report will be provided to the Premier and Ministers in September. And that came from Critical Comms. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming month. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REAST Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon and the Experimenters Night from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. REAST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events. Northwest Coast, August the 3rd. General meeting from 2 p.m. at the Scout Hall, Ulverston. REAST, August the 7th. Oculus Rift and virtual reality demonstrations with Ian McIntosh. Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. NTARC, Wednesday the 28th of August. Venue is the Commercial Hotel, corner of Cimetière and George Street, Launceston. Social dinner. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7FB. Repeaters, REAST, NTARC and WTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7TW. 40 metres, VK7ALH. 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres VK7JGD, DMR Talk Group 3809 VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio broadcast for this week. You've been listening to or just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday, prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.